When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, you guys, if you've ever wanted to work out with me and hang out with me, not in Los Angeles, the exciting thing is that I am doing a tour with the Tone It Up girls, so you can work out and hang out with all of us. Check out JillianMichaelsLive.com to find out if we're coming to a city near you. It's going to be a ton of fun. We've got food trucks, beauty bars, braiding bars, friends, food, fitness. Fun, fun, fun. JillianMichaelsLive.com.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Word! Oh, news, news.
Yes, Jillian.
Schnoosher. Schnoosh-moosh.
So, social media. I am officially old, you guys.
Why?
No, I really am. I've become like that crotchety old person who is like, these kids today. Like, that's who I am.
You know what it is? It's because you've reached the tipping point with social media.
It's not even social media. I can sit on Instagram and laugh hysterically. Like today we found a giant lizard that I fell madly in love with. MacGyver lizard. I swear to God, he's like an enormous red lizard that lives with an Asian lady in San Diego. Her accent with the lizard is fantastic. They're like a fantastic little pair. She's got this Dora the Explorer haircut, and it's called, here she is. Here it is. Yeah, MacGyver the lizard. Look at that thing. I want that, by the way.
Oh my God, it's gargantuous.
Isn't that amazing, that thing? So now this is a real benefit to social media. And look at her with her little glasses on. She's amazing.
They go to In-N-Out together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at her.
Oh my God.
Her hair's like Dora the Explorer. Yeah. She's got a really thick accent, but I can't tell what it is. It sounds Chinese to me. Sometimes she colors her hair green, and she lives with a giant red lizard. I swear to God.
And how did you come across her? Just,
I don't know. It was an accident because I follow all these animal rescue accounts like Wolfgang 2462 whatever and the Dodo. There's a lot of funny stuff on Instagram.
Yes.
There's like all kinds of funny accounts and like bustle. And I like the humor, the silly, the animals. Like I love following like Nat Geo or like there's a great one called like Discover Sharks, which is the coolest. But like, it always suggests fitness stuff, and I do follow like a handful of fitness people that I think are really awesome. That I genuinely am like, God, yeah, that's creative. You know, like I like the way their brain thinks. I get really impressed. Like there's this one kid who you would never think that I would love this girl. She's got, you know, she's very busty and what have you, but she's a great, I love her circuits. I think they're a ton of fun. She's a great trainer. Her name is Alexia Clark.
Okay.
And I think she started on like men's health or something, like, cause she's very pretty. So you're like, oh great, another tits and ass trainer. And then I was watching her do a few things, right?
And some she's of it, kicking ass.
Some, yeah, of it's not that complicated, which is good. Cause sometimes, you know, we get too complicated for social media, yep, and people are like, okay, now you've just lost me. And I do the same thing, you know, where it's like, it's fun, it's social media, you do fun stuff. But some of her stuff is very practical, and some of it's just flat out, like, crazy ass hard. And I think she's cool. Like, I like to follow her. I like to follow Dylan Werner. There's a girl named Sky Chicks who's a yogi that I think is really... I just kind of oddly find them. Another kid named Kaija Fit. Another one named Just Train One. Like, and I kind of randomly find them and I just enjoy their accounts. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Tone It Up girls and Zuzka because they're friends, and Tara Styles because she's a friend and what have you. But I don't follow a ton, just the ones that I'm like, wow, you know, I'm just blown away by their athleticism. So it makes suggestions to me of other fitness people. And okay. I mean, it's all, it's so frustrating. It's like all tits and ass. And everything is like a picture of, so that whole world of Instagram, like that whole side of it to me is just dark. And it's like, look at me in the car, look at me sleeping, look at my body, look at me without my shirt, look at me on vacation, look at me with all my friends, look at me having a perfect life, look at me, tell me what you think of me, look at me, look at me. So I'm in the car and we're on our way to Apple and Google, right, to discuss the app. And I pull it up and I'm sitting with one of our app developers and there's a picture of a girl working out in her hotel, or a video of a girl working out in her hotel room. And at first I'm like, all right, and I'm watching her, and all of a sudden it like turns into softcore porn, and she's got like the camera, I swear to you, like in her crotch, and she's like squatting on top of the phone.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear to you, I'll find you the video.
Oh, no, and I don't want to see.
But they're all like that, dude. They're all like that. Not all, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? Like, how is this fitness? It's all like, look at me and tell me you like me, yeah, and tell me I'm hot and validate the way I look. And it's so frustrating because to me, that's not what fitness is. Like, I don't care what anyone thinks about how I look. Like, it's supposed to be for you.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Does it not penetrate you at all?
Well, so listen to this. So our generation, right? You're where are you? Are you older X or younger boomer?
I'm young boom.
Okay, so I'm
I'm in the end of the booms.
End of the booms. All right, so yeah. I'm younger X, right? Yeah. I don't take a selfie. Ever. Like, a friend of mine who posted something was like, okay, I never take selfies, but take in the background. And it was, like, a gorgeous, like, him in, like, Montana somewhere incredible. And he's like, I mean, it was worth the selfie. Like, we don't do that. Our generation wasn't raised with, we don't. Ashley's like, look at this beautiful person I saw on the highway. Look at this gorgeous piece of street art. You know, for me, I'm like, a fitness tip, a funny meme, something that made me laugh, a recipe, business stuff, you know, silly things my kids did that I think other moms can relate to. But so I was talking to this developer and I'm like, I don't understand. And it's like, literally, these girls will take 10 minutes, and boys too. Like, here's me with my shirt off. Here's me with my shirt off with my pit bull. Here's me with my shirt off in my car. Here's me with my shirt off with my girlfriend with her shirt off. It's, like, insane. And my brother, I see it with my brother, who's 28, in, like, his whole generation. And, you know, they feel all this pressure because, the guys are all on steroids. They're all, like, beefed out. And the girls have all got, like, gluteal implants and breast implants and a rib removed and, like, eyes pulled. It's like the Kardashian generation. Yeah. And I'm like, honey, this isn't normal. Like, this has become, like, Insta-real. Like, this is not what real people look like. Jennifer Lawrence doesn't look like that. She's gorgeous. Like, it's crazy. It's set a whole new norm for these kids.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what it feels like. And so this guy who's an app developer told me that quite literally social media is programmed, and every time they go on, it's like, I got a hit, I got a like, I got a hit, I got a like. It's like a hit of dopamine.
Yes. Yes. I've.
It's addictive.
They're doing more studies about that.
They get addicted.
Yeah.
And it's like, I put a picture, I got a hit, I got a like, I got a comment.
Yeah.
I got a like, I got a hit, I got a comment. And it's just like, that's not good. It's not good.
There are businesses opening up that offer like detox, but for social media, like social media detox,
or
technology detox. Sorry, I'm sure it's more all encompassing. Yeah.
Wow, but see, for me, it doesn't validate my existence. Like, we started it for work, or I never would have been on it. I was forced into it, and I was late to the game.
Yeah, everybody knows that if you do not engage,
you're done.
You're
behind. Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
So, like, okay, and I've learned how to kind of use it to my advantage, because I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I can connect with people. You know, that I can have a direct connection with the audience, and I can control that conversation. And if there's a hater, they're blocked. Or, like, for example, We had a before and after transformation from the app, and the girl looks incredible. And a bunch of haters went on and were like, oh, she's anorexic. Oh, she looked better than, oh, she's bulimic. I just went on there and blocked all those words. I blocked anorexia, anorexic, anorexic with two N's, bulimic, food, eating disorder, blah, blah, blah. Blocked them all. F you. No, you don't get to attack people on my platform. Bye. But it's like, so there's really great sides to it. It's entertaining. It's funny. It makes me laugh. This MacGyver, the lizard thing. I mean, happiness, right? There's this little account called the Dodo and the David Shedrick Wildlife Trust where they like rescue animals and it's the cutest thing ever. And like farm accounts and goat accounts and Heidi runs her little firelight farm account off of there.
I follow like 20 different garden and farm
so
accounts.
She
and
loves it.
It's so much fun to see and
yeah,
share.
Yeah, but that like selfie, look at me, validate me, look at me, validate me is really scary stuff. And none of it's real. It's like airbrushed Photoshop. So like we met this girl, right? My sister and I picked up a girl for my brother at a bar, I want to say several months ago.
Wow. Okay. You know what? That sentence is really, I need to kind of, let's think about that for a second.
Yeah, we picked her up.
My sister and I picked up this girl.
For my brother.
For my brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. My sister and I picked up a girl.
Picked up a girl at
the bar.
This girl,
so cute, right? A little 20-year-old cute. Or 25,
you
know what? I don't know.
You have to reframe that sentence because it just sounds really wrong.
My sister and I saw a cute girl that we thought my brother would like. We walked over, we picked her up for him, brought him over.
Okay. Oh, okay.
As in they physically like
approached
her, lifted her out in the air.
Yeah, tied her down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. No.
The scene from never mind. That's
yeah, no.
Anyway, so you know, very cute kid, great little body, and then the next thing you know, like she's my brother's like they're off because that's what these kids do. They find each other on social media. And she's photoshopping like her and she had a great little body. She's photoshopping her like the muffin
curve.
Top area, the curve, and you can tell because the wall's bent. So it was a wall with wood slats, right? And it's like the wall, and the wall's curved. The wood slats on the wall, the line for the wood.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, I'm like, this isn't real. Like, these kids, like, and then these kids hold themselves up to like, oh, well, they're having, look at their perfect life. And look at all the, they're on a boat and they're in the Caribbean and they're in Vegas bawling and they're taking a picture with a celebrity and they're, I mean, it's just, that's where I think it's really dangerous. It's not real.
But that's where I think because it's such a problem, and as Jake said, Jake's very true, there's courses now in the studies. When is Facebook and whatever other social medium, when are they going to step up to the plate and do something? Because it's
never.
It's
never.
Off the chart.
Never.
No,
money.
They want
money's
you
the bottom
addicted.
Line.
But
yeah.
Some of it's great. Like some of those fitness accounts I think are fun.
That's what keeps them. You know, that's what keeps it going.
I love to follow that. Like to me, I'm like, God, that's clever. You know, like and it annoys me like when I don't think of it. You know, I'm like, God, look at that. What a fun little idea. Like working with different, you know, pieces of equipment and different combinations of exercises. And I love it. It's like, it's fun for me. So, you know, and I like to see like who's out there and who I think is really talented. And it's got so many great things about it.
Right.
But
like
conversely.
Like the Chinese lady with the red lizard.
Oh,
like,
heaven.
Like that's fun.
MacGyver the lizard. But it's like the part that just breaks my heart is I see my brother and he's almost got like body dysmorphia. He's like, I just want to get bigger. I'm like, you're huge. You're like a slab of beef. Get smaller. Like, I've convinced him he needs to get smaller. I'm like, let's get leaner, not bigger. This is not good. And he's like, yeah, but chicks like that. I'm like, maybe in your, like, Insta-famous gym tan laundry, like, selfie world, you know? But, like, in real life, that's just not normal. And all those kids, like, I don't know, man. I'm old, Janice. I just don't. Like, here's my butt. That's not fitness. It's a gluteal implant and softcore porn.
So what's the solution? Do we, like, implement
my
in school?
Worry, here's what I think the solution is, like, follow what you want to follow by all means. You know, like, if it's follow things that are your hobbies, follow things that make you laugh, follow things that you enjoy, right? If you use it for business, use it for business. But I don't think that you need to get into the, like, look at me. I don't. And I think it's a dangerous game to play because you get very caught up in whether or not you're being validated by the outside world.
I think it's dangerous.
Don't forget that half our nation voted for Donald Trump.
Not half.
Well,
25%. Because half of them didn't vote at all.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. It's a out of control beast, and I don't know how you control the beast. I don't.
I think you just educate people, and it's like, look, man, you're addicted to this like hit, and I just don't think it's.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when it gets into that, like, it's literally girls just posting pictures of themselves and their bodies. That's it. Not doing anything.
Yeah.
And guys doing the exact same thing. No food tip, not even masked in like food or nutrition or fitness. Here, look. Look. So it'll show me, like, it knows what I follow, right? So it's like, oh, here's a baby raccoon. Here's a bunch of food stuff. Here's a girl doing a handstand into the. Oh, look at that. Look at that. A handstand out of the pool.
I'd like to get out of the pool that way.
Yeah, this girl just pulled herself out of the pool and did a handstand. Wow. So it shows me like a lot of fun fitness stuff like that. But then every now and again, I get a lot of like this crap right here. This girl holding her boob.
Why?
I don't know. From a skinny girl who could hardly lift 5 pounds and ate fast food every week to a girl who started her fitness journey. And it's always couched in like... in this fake, like, positive message.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, fake boobs, fake ass. Look at her waistline. Probably 2 ribs removed. And holding her boobs. Her boobs popping out. Like, working out in full makeup. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I get... And that's where I'm like, that is not... No. No way. No. That part breaks my heart. So, anyway, I don't know. Be really careful. I think the answer is you don't need to get validation... And I think you know when you see a magazine cover that it's obviously right. They've touched it up. They've airbrushed it.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they put the arm on backwards.
But on Instagram, I don't know if it's so obvious. So it's become the new normal.
Yes.
You know?
Sadly, yes.
It's become the new, like, Facetune Photoshopped. I don't even know what. It's crazy. Anyway, that's it. Be careful. Don't. You don't need to just... It doesn't have to be... How about look at you. You validate you. Period. Follow that lizard.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for
decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Janice.
Yes, Jillian.
Did you know that if you keep your heart healthy now, your brain will benefit later?
I did not know the two were attached, to be honest.
Yeah, you did. Come on.
No, I mean, not. Yeah, I mean, I know heart did. Health and brain health, but.
Yeah, you did, Janice.
No, not really.
Well, actually, I read about this in Time magazine. And there was a study published in the Journal of Neurology, and they looked at the American Heart Association's Life's Simple Seven, which apparently the Simple Seven include, right, keeping your cholesterol in check, controlling your blood pressure, reducing your blood sugar, eating healthy, staying a healthy weight, stop smoking, being active, like the seven healthy habits, right? Seven seems to be a magic number. When you look at anti-aging, it's like the seven pillars. Well, these are pretty straightforward, but they're now showing that exercise, because it makes your heart beat faster, right, and it increases blood flow, which increases oxygen to the brain, prevents brain wasting, so to speak, and it improves your cognitive health over the years. It prevents brain atrophy or smaller brain volume, which is associated with death and disability. Huh? Anti-Alzheimer's. Think about that. No?
Yeah, I... Yes.
It also says it'll be important to see how cardiovascular health across the lifespan is related to brain structure changes. I mean, as people go into middle adulthood and late adulthood, like, I didn't realize that exercise, like, I know it's great for you, but I didn't understand that it had to do with help prevent, like, brain wasting, quite literally, because it's, think about that.
I didn't either. I mean, I thought we've been doing all these studies on, you know, crosswords and tricking
brain exercises. Yes, right.
That I didn't think.
Flat out, dude.
Yeah.
Increases blood flow and oxygen to the brain. And that says they looked at 518 people around the age of 51 who they tracked for 30 years.
Wow.
Right? And it says when the men and women started the study, they underwent a series of health measurements, then follow-up testing every 2 to 5 years, and a brain scan 25 years into the study. And it says everyone was scored from 0 to 14 on how well they followed the Simple Seven guidelines, right? Not smoking, exercising, yep, blood sugar, healthy weight. Those who scored high at the start were more likely to have high brain volume when they reached middle age. So high brain volume is the good thing, I guess, right? And then it says the authors say that at every point lower a person scored on the Simple Seven, it correlated with about 1 year of age-related brain shrinkage. Isn't that nuts? So, like, if you... Okay, so let's say you're... I mean, it's an interesting correlation, but if you're not doing those things on your scale of, I guess, Everyone was scored 0 to 14. So that's 14 years of life you're playing with mental function and health. No?
Yeah, no.
You're not with me?
I am. No, I am. I did not know that.
Now you do, okay.
Now I do.
See? This is why you're still sharp. Even in your elder years.
I know. Hey, you know, when it's in your family, it's scary.
I know it is.
Oh,
man. I know.
It's just a matter of...
I also saw this thing the other day, though, and it was a picture of an 80-year-old who was, like, ridiculous. Like, the woman had a six-pack. And a picture of an 80-year-old with a cane. And, of course, you know, lifestyle. Yeah. Lifestyle choices. Like, aging actually has nothing to do with the passing of time. It has to do with all those various factors. I mean, the simple seven, I guess, that the American Heart Association is referencing. Well, okay, those are a few. But, you know, think about it has to do with, of course, eating organic and, you know, breathing clean air and drinking clean water and all these things that age you over time. But that's kind of amazing when you think about how just these simple habits have such a dramatic impact on everything from your mental cognition, your cognitive abilities, and also to men's wieners. How's this for a segue? Are you ready for this one, Manus?
Oh, I was just going to ask you something, but now we're on to the wieners.
Oh, go on. Okay, go on.
Do you believe that people's health, that we can regenerate?
I do. Yeah, but that's because I've been studying it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, like if you did have drinking in your past, or you did have smoking in your past, or you did have drugs and all kinds of things and alcohol in your past.
But we've seen that. We've seen that people can, I mean, God willing, you haven't done so much damage, it's too late anyway. But we've seen people's lungs regenerate, livers regenerate. Absolutely.
Because when you're talking about the 80-year-old with the cane and the 80-year-old with the six-pack, you know, it'd be interesting to see what their lives were.
Think about it, though. You can lower blood sugar. You can lower cholesterol. You can lower blood pressure.
But can you
start at
70?
You can get people off medications. Yeah. I think the oldest person to run a marathon didn't start running until like 6 years before they started running, and they were either 89 or 92. I always mix it up with Mount Everest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oldest person to climb Everest. But listen to this.
Okay. Is this now we're doing wieners?
Yeah, well, they're linked. What does your penis say about your life expectancy? This is pretty snappy. Let's tease.
I'm listening.
See, Jake? Okay, are you ready? Erectile dysfunction can turn fatal, according to new research. Any guesses as to why, Squad? Nobody?
Because your heart is not pumping the blood well enough
into
it?
Poor cardiovascular health is the most common cause of ED. So this is all...
Good
like
job, Jake.
Your Thank heart you. Health... Right? Obviously, healthy blood flow and healthy circulation are linked to cognitive health and also having a healthy wiener. No? Still not with me today.
I am.
No, this is a big deal. In fact, many guys whose ED is caused by poor cardiovascular health wind up having life-threatening heart problems like a heart attack in the next 5 years.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, right? Huh? The vessels that carry blood to your penis are tiny, only 1 or 2 millimeters across, so they get easily clogged. And if plaque starts to build up in your vessels, thanks to a poor diet, lack of exercising, smoking, the blow of blood to your wiener is the first thing that gets blocked off. So if you have ED, think of it as an early warning sign.
Interesting.
Dang.
Right?
Meanwhile, dudes are popping Viagra to get that blood going
down there,
heart attacks that way.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about dangerous.
Wow.
I know. Huh? News?
All right. There it is.
Think about that. So how simple are those habits? And they're all the same. Don't smoke. Don't eat trans fats and fake foods. Exercise more. Stay a healthy weight. Healthy wiener. Healthy heart. Healthy brain. Because you know what else you can do? Think about, right, what's going to increase blood flow. Take a guess, Manus. Niacin can increase blood flow, naturally, without taking Viagra. And you know what else is linked to ED as well? Is lack of vitamin D. Have you ever heard that before?
Well, I think...
It's a big one.
I think in general we lack vitamin D, do we not?
143 men with varying degrees of erectile dysfunction, and nearly half of them were coming up with vitamin D deficiencies. And only 1 in 5 had optimal levels of the nutrient.
Is that because people are getting away from milk?
No, it's sun. The sun.
I was prescribed like little 20,000 unit pills mm-hmm. once a week.
Yeah. Or they say like 15 minutes of 15. Well, it depends how deficient you are. Some people need like a prescription. But they say
live in British Columbia. We're deficient.
Right.
We're very deficient.
Yeah, go see Dr. V. She actually put me on a prescription once too. I'm surprised
you guys. You're in sunshine all the time.
Yeah, but we don't cover up and we use sunblock. That's what they say, like 15 minutes off peak hours a day is really important.
Wow.
And it says these, like a lot of times, free radicals in our diet deplete our nitric oxide, which helps our blood vessels function properly.
Wow.
Huh?
I would not ever have thought that.
Niacin, nitric oxide, vitamin D.
So mushrooms help Mr. Wiener.
Yes, they do help Mr. Wiener. Hmm? Huh?
I don't know a lot about the wiener. I know you're looking at me for something, no, but I really don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but a lot of people care about healthy wiener health.
No, I'm sure they
wiener
do.
Wiener health.
Although I did wiener have a health? Dream the other night.
A lot of people
night.
Care about wiener health. Yeah. Yes, go ahead. That you had a wiener.
No, that I was going to have sex with someone with a wiener.
Whoa.
Oh, and how that goes.
Oh, and it really scared me.
Oh.
So a nightmare.
A bit of a nightmare, Jake. It was a bit of a nightmare. Yes.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, team. It's our third and final installment of the... See, this is the problem. It's never funny. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just so upsetting, Janice. It's not funny. The whole time I was like, okay, you know, this is going to be funny. This is going to be like Jillian can never be cool. Ha ha. Here she was on the Amalfi Coast, supposedly having this glamorous vacation, you know, on the boat that smelled like sewage and, you know, like didn't function and what have you. And it's like, see, you haven't laughed once. You don't even want to hear the rest of it.
No, I do, because this is a part. So just so if you weren't listening last week, so we do have Greg and Lauren.
Nicole,
but I'd say on the phone is Greg and Lauren.
I'm always here.
Hi, everyone.
And yes, Nicole's always here. And so now we get to the...
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip. That started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship.
Now we get to the
yeah. So
the fuzz.
As you guys know, we've got no air, no power, no frickin' everyone's seasick.
Water.
Yeah, at this point. So we're on day three, and this is where it's like, all right, you know, okay. It's like, it's meant to be funny. It's just so tragic. I'm shaving off the back of the boat in the Mediterranean. Oh, we have no hot water. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. There was no hot water on that boat.
So anyway, now the captain comes to me and he's like, oh, you're out of your APA, your APA. And I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean?
No, you're out of your APA.
Yeah. So basically they're like, you owe us money. And I was like, no. What are you talking about?
What's APA?
Advanced provision allotment. So you pay ahead of time for gas, docking, food. We're not even eating on the boat because he made us lunch one day and they were whole baby octopi.
I actually don't think that's the plural.
That was insane.
I think octopi
that
is the plural.
Was insane.
Meanwhile, Giancarlo is like, this is great because, you know, it's G.
Yeah.
And so he takes a big bite and he goes, this is so authentic. This is great. Gregory's like, I'll take a piece.
I'm
try
like,
it out.
Yeah, Gregory's
like, oh.
Only the leg, but not the head.
And then we're all looking at each other like, this is like, no way. We're not eating this. And so Jill goes, you know, the 7-year-old won't eat it, you know, Lou, we have to, you know, trying to be nice. Meanwhile, Lou takes a big bite of, like, octopus out and goes, hmm, this is interesting.
It was awful. It was so, I'm like, okay, how do we, right, okay, the fridge smells so bad. Everything inside of that refrigerator was rotted out.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Rotted out. Disgusting.
It was all, like, rusted and rotted and mold and mildew. We're like, okay, we're not going to eat on this boat. We got to get off the boat. The dinghy up top that's supposed to get us to shore is popped and broken. It's just a disaster. It's like, it literally, and I say, I'm like, it's kind of like, you know, we're the Millers. Like, it's like that. And Nicole goes, No. They were on a drug run. We're just trying to have a vacation. So I'm like, okay. So I email the broker, Amanda. I'm like, dude, why is this guy asking me for money? Like, you told me I was getting money back. We paid in full, the whole thing. I have it in writing. So she comes back to me the next day and she's like, oh, it all checks out. You know, you owe money. I'm like, how is that possible, Amanda? How do we owe money? And they start like making up shit about like docking here. To make a long story short, it turns into by day 4, if you don't pay us, they won't dock the boat. So now all of us are like sick. The water's super choppy. We're like seasick. We're miserable. We're trying to like get off of the boat during the day. They won't dock it at night. Even Lou is like, Mama, I don't feel so good. They won't move the boat because they're like, oh, no, you've used all your money. I'm like, I used 10,000 euro of gas to go 50 nautical miles. Yes. Yes, you did. Right. So then they're like, oh, we're going to drop you in Sorrento. And they're supposed to come back for us after making boat repairs. And they literally left us in the middle of the night on the dock for 2.5 hours. So things
stranded
are
stranded on a
midnight.
Dock in another country.
Yeah. At 2.5 hours.
Midnight.
To 2 a.m. with a 7-year-old. The next morning, Giancarlo has to leave and go home early, right? We're supposed to be on the boat for another week. He leaves. I get up to have breakfast, and I get surrounded by 3 members of the crew. Yeah. And they're like, you owe us money. You owe us money. And I tell Greg, I'm like, record this, right? And that's one of the videos that you see where the guy's like surrounding, put the phone down, freaking out. They pull up to a dock, and they're like, this charger's over. You know, you owe us money. And I was like, we're not giving you a dime. We don't owe you anything. You owe us money. Cut to, we get off the boat, and I'm talking with Justin and Greg and everybody, and we're all like, all right, this is actually not funny anymore. We're like, what are we going to do? Like, where is this going to go? So we're like, all right, we spend the whole day off the boat because we're just freaked out. So we go back to the boat, and we're like, okay, let's get our things, and let's figure this out. So we take our computers. We've got our computers now and our passports, and we're going to go to dinner and see if we can figure out, like, to find a place to stay, figure out what to do. We go to get off the boat, and they stop us. And they've lifted up the back of the boat, like the deck part that you get off.
Gangplank.
That thing, and we can't get off the boat. Lauren's freaking out. Lou is, like, not sure what's going on. Greg's recording it. Justin and Austin are, like, getting drunk somewhere in the front of the boat. They don't want to deal with it. Giancarlo's gone. And the guy's like, you know, I'm like, we're going to go to dinner. And we'll talk about this when we get back. Because now I'm like, holy shit, we got to get off this boat. This isn't funny anymore. This is, like, frightening. Yeah. And he's like, no. Wouldn't let us off the boat. So finally I'm like, you know what? No problem. We'll pay you. Like, when we get back, we'll go through everything. We'll give you money, okay? Like, we're going to go to dinner now. When we get back, we'll pay you. We get all of our shit, like our computers and everything, get off the boat and go to find Wi-Fi at dinner. We set up like Scandal at the only nightclub in Positano. Me, Lauren, Nicole, my brother, Justin, and Austin are getting drunk in a nightclub, crashing a wedding with a 7-year-old. And we're literally, I swear to God, on the phone with American, trying to find a place to stay. It's like 10 o'clock at night. We're trying to find a place to stay. Everything's booked solid. We're on the phone with American Express in the States. We're trying to reach the State Department. They're closed. So then I get an email from the captain of the ship telling me that because we video recorded them, they've never been so disrespected in all their life. They're ending our charter based on some clause that we've disrespected and abused the crew. They're keeping all of our money. We get no refund. And they're leaving us. And they're going back to Naples, Castle Lamar, whatever. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, are they taking? And then he goes, however, something like, I need an immediate response or I'll have the local authority on the boat. But out of respect for the baby, hopefully we can come to a good solution.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So now I am freaking out because the reference to Lou, I was like, oh, my God.
Which there was no need for at all.
Like, why in the world would you say, right? So we find hotels. There's two rooms. I say to Lauren, go ahead, Lauren. What happened?
Oh, so first, like, when the night started, Jill was like, everyone drink. Like, we're just going to pretend this is not happening and everyone's going to get drunk. So that was before this, like, went down.
Cut to the redhead is smashed.
I'm a bit smashed. And we're having our whole, like, White House moment, and everyone's, you know, on the computer. And Jill looks at me and she goes, Lauren, you have to take Lou and get to safety.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like on a different planet, and I just like stare at her, and I'm just like, okay, I can do this. In my head, I'm like, this is your sole duty in life. You must take this on. You must not lose this child. Yeah. So I grab Lou. I grab our passports. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, sober up.
I give her 100 euro, our passports, and the child. I'm like, find your way to Amalfi. She's like, how? I'm like, I don't know. Get to safety. And before that, though, Lou is like, I'm like, sweetheart, you've got to go with Auntie Lauren now. Mommy and Nicole and Uncle Greg and I and Justin and Austin are going back to storm the boat and see if they're still there. And Lou's hysterical crying. I go, baby, why are you crying? And she goes, that's my favorite suitcase. I love that suitcase.
Because it says, like, all my stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's like unicorns on the suitcase. It says Lucchese on it. So Lou and Lauren go, right? Me, Justin, Nicole, Greg, and Austin get a water taxi, and we go to find the boat because we don't know where. It's out there somewhere, right? So we go to find the boat. We think it's in front of this restaurant called Adolfo's. We pay the guy to stay on the boat, and we literally jump on the boat in the middle of the night. It's now 2 in the morning to try to get our things, of which they've taken half of them. Half of our kid is just gone. And it has no value. So I think part of it was like to try to just like, we're not going to move the boat. We're not going to let you off the boat. We're going to throw the food you bought away. We're going to, you know what I mean? To try to get us to like, I don't know. We're going to reference your kid. I have no idea. So we pay the guy.
It was really intense because they were posing as something that they weren't.
Yeah, they had been posing like they were part of the mafia.
Oh, God, I forgot that they had been pretending they were mafia. I totally forgot that.
Exactly. So it's like we didn't know what kind of situation we were in or getting into. And then after that email with, like, threats and everything, it's like you really didn't know, like, what kind of situation you were jumping in.
That's right. They had been pretending that they were mafia, like, alluding to the fact that they were mafia. And that's where our APA had gone, that mafia had taken the money. So we get on the boat, and it's like Nicole's waiting in the boat with the taxi driver so he doesn't go away. We're trying to pack everything up. Justin is packing up his Aperol for his Aperol spritzes. He's literally packing the alcohol that he bought. And he's like, let's just ask them to drop us in Amalfi. I'm like, what part of we're in danger are you still not getting? I like literally had called my friend at the State Department. He's like, get your passports, get off the boat, whatever. We, to make a long story short, only one guy's on the boat. I don't know where the other two are. He originally tries to like, Greg said, what did he say to you? It's a one-way trip or something?
Yeah, well, we were trying to load up the water taxi and everything. And like Nick was talking to him and she's like, and he was like, where are you guys going? And he's like, she's like, oh, well, our charter ended and everything. We're getting off the boat. He's like, no. This is a one-way trip.
Right.
And he wasn't going to let me off.
Exactly.
Greg's like, that! And he pushes the guy out of the way. He turns into, like, John Cena, right? I'm like, oh, my God. This is so we all, right? So Justin is like, these animals, these bastards won't even take us to Amalfi. We're like, Justin, you idiot, get on the taxi. We get on the taxi. We have 15 bags and 5 people.
I have to just point off that Justin did try to have his moment as he's getting off the boat. He's like, no. Yeah. You are not our friend, and you are not a nice person.
Yeah,
and he like hops off the boat.
Bad people.
Yeah, he goes, you're not nice. You are not nice. This is like a 6'4", 230-pound gay guy. Okay, but I'm like, oh, my God, okay. So we get to shore. We're on the sand. Have you seen Positano?
No.
It's a mountain. That's it. It's just a hillside. There's nothing else. We're on the beach with 15 bags and 5 people at 2 in the morning. We're sweating. Everybody's filthy.
And we're all in our Amalfi outfits.
We're all in our Amalfi outfits. Okay? The phones are all dead. I can't reach my sister who has Lou Ball. Lauren's freaking out because she can't reach us and doesn't know if we're dead. We're hiking through the streets of Positano because you have to go all the way up the mountain to get a cab with 15
literally
bags.
On the mountain.
And some asshole looks at me and goes, "Aren't you that trainer?" I thought I got away from all that. And I was like, "I'll kill you!" And in that moment, Nicole looks at me and goes, "Jill, I quit." She quit. Nicole quit. And I was like, "You have nowhere to go. You're not quitting right now. You have nowhere to go." We get two taxis. They're like, "Oh, it's 100 euro to get from Positano to Amalfi Town, which is not that far.
It's like
but
17
It's like 17 kilometers. But okay, for two cars. We get to the hotel, which takes us in the middle of the night, right? Like, everyone kind of, like, falls asleep and what have you, and we're trying to figure out what to do. Like, we have to piece together hotels for the rest of the trip and whatever. And, like, Nicole and I literally find ourselves in the Italian Federal Police Station with a translator and the State Department for 5 hours. It was a disaster. A disaster.
And did they hear you? Did they
Oh, yeah. He said basically that, like, this company, CNC Charter, had complaints against them and, like, Charter World. It's, I don't know, dude.
The boat had been sequestered two times the month prior.
Yeah, it had been seized by the police. Wow. Oh, my God.
Two times.
Yeah. It was horrible. It was like, so basically we got robbed for half of our stuff. So all my brother's Amalfi clothes are gone.
Oh, Jill had a little bit of a breakdown on the stairs of Positano as we're trying to climb up the mountain. She turns and sees Greg sweating and dirty. Just, Amalfi outfit.
Amalfi outfit. That was not, like, I had this vision of, like, what this was all going to look like in my head. Of, like, all of us looking fabulous and appropriate and fitting in our Amalfi clothes. And there he was looking handsome.
I was waiting to wear that.
Oh, my God. And then apparently the mayor of Capri is running around in the Italian media. Oh, my, I completely forgot to tell you that wherever we went, whether we were walking through the streets of Ravello or whether we were trying to get a tour of Pompeii, we couldn't go anywhere because it had become an international incident that was on the cover of every Italian paper.
Yeah. So we're used to, like, going places and someone being like, "Are you Julian Michaels? Like, do you do, like, the, you know, the videos and the 30 Day Show?" Every time we went somewhere, they're like, "Are you Julian Michaels? The woman with the boat?"
Everywhere. Aren't you guys those people from the boat? On the cover of every, I swear to God, Janice, every paper, every single one.
Well, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment for the country. And you know, their main money is tourism. Yeah, so that's embarrassing. Yeah,
well, they turned around and said, "Oh, we're suing her for slander." And then it's not true, which, of course, you know, obviously it is true. And then the mayor of Capri, apparently, I don't read the Italian papers, but I guess they told Access Hollywood that the mayor of Capri is going to sue me because I said mafia and Capri in the same sentence. I'm like, what is this? What kind of banana republic is this? This is Italy. It's the Western world. You've got a mayor of an island in Italy saying you're going to sue an American tourist for saying you got robbed in, like, who has this happened? Who does this happen to? The vacation I've waited to go on for years is an international incident involving the State Department, the FBI, the Italian Federal Police. It's on the cover of every paper in America and Italy. And there's a mayor saying he's going to sue me because the criminals posing as the mafia threatened to do God knows what and stole, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars from us. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
All right, well.
I don't know what to say.
You sorry you didn't go?
Anybody else want a vacation with Jillian?
Yeah. I mean, it was a yacht in the Mediterranean. How bad could it have been?
So join us here each week, my friend. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com. Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.